Secret prayer. In my experience, secret prayer is the hardest grace for the believer to cultivate. And yet I know that it is the best barometer of the soul's condition. Preaching, writing, or disputing is easy work compared to secret prayer. If ever I have written anything which placards my hypocrisy, what now follows is it. What is more, as I admit it, the previous chapter, pride rings in my ear. Nevertheless, I still go ahead and publish. Why? Because Berridge continues to issue challenge after challenge on this matter of private fellowship with God, at least to me. Reader, how about you? On 3rd of May 1773, Berridge wrote to John Thornton, "You judge exceedingly right to stand still and avoid disputings. The only gender strife and stir up pride. A sweet behavior, joined with secret prayer, will do more in this matter than 1,000 eager disputations." In a letter to Richard Woodgate, 21st of April 1775, Berridge was blunt. "Elderly Christians are apt to grow lazy and lousy." By that he might have meant sick, unwell, wise and foolish. "And thus we bring many stripes on our back. More secret prayer and watchfulness would prevent a deal of physic." Writing to Samuel Lucas, a Congregational minister, on the 23rd of October 1779, Berridge stated, "Much secret prayer will solemnize your heart and make your pastoral visits savory, as well as your sermons." In a letter to John Thornton, 1st of October 1784, Berridge wrote, "Controversy usually goes on briskly, but gospel work goes on heavily, at least amongst us. All decays begin in the closet, that is, secret prayer. No heart survives without much secret converse with God, and nothing will make amends for the want, that is, the lack of it." Berridge spoke of the benefit he received from secret prayer. "I can read God's word, or hear a sermon at times, and feel no life. But I never rise from secret prayer without some quickening. Even when I set about it with heaviness or reluctance, the Lord is pleased in mercy to meet me in it, and I find more sweet communion in secret than in social or congregational prayer." It is far easier to preach and or hear sermons than it is to spend time with God alone in private prayer. Indeed, doing the former without the latter is worse than useless. Much preaching and hearing is among the Methodists, and plenty of ordinances, Berridge would have been thinking especially of the Lord's Supper, and plenty of ordinances is a great blessing. But if they do not bring us much upon our knees, they suckle the head without nourishing the heart. We shall never obtain the old Puritan spirit of holiness till we obtain their spirit of prayer. What a warning against being a mere preacher or a sermon taster. Writing to John Thornton, 17th of November 1784, Berridge declared, "What a mercy it is that you may daily seek and find Jesus on your knees." In another letter to John Thornton, 21st of February 1788, Berridge expressed himself freely. "I begin to be weary of London. Gossiping visitors weigh me down. Everton, that's where he lived, suits me best, where I can be alone, with the word of God for my companion, and leisure enough for musing and prayer. Never am I well but when at home with Jesus. May he draw me nearer and keep me closer with him." Enough said. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.